choose compassion today. I choose compassion today. I am walking the road of heaven right now, singing, I choose compassion today. I'm choosing grace today. I'm choosing grace today. Choosing life today. I'm choosing life today. I am walking the road of heaven right now, singing, I'm choosing life today. I'm choosing joy today. I'm choosing joy today. I am choose abundance today. I choose abundance today. I am walking the road of heaven right now, singing, I choose abundance today. I'm choosing heaven today. I'm choosing heaven today.
Thanks, Ivy and Summer. And now Reverend Connie's going to have to follow that act. So now presenting our own Reverend Connie Beth Grady.
It's been part of an exciting morning this morning around here for those of you who came early. But we've got it all together now, hopefully. Sometimes things are sixes and sevens, and it's not so bad because the energy gets energized. More spiritual energy. When thinking about talking today, this morning I thought about dreams and dreaming. And of course, in Black History Month, we all honor and know Reverend Martin Luther King. But the wonderful thing about Martin Luther King is he brought that verb of dreaming alive. He made it an action word, not a place that happens when we're asleep. In my family, when I was a small child, my aunts and my uncles and my family were dreamers. I found that a lot of people, when they don't have money, they learn how to dream. People who are downtrodden, they dream of a more abundant, wonderful life. They dream of something outside themselves. Well, we cannot honor Black History Month without talking about dreaming, because in all the stories I've heard about slavery, it's all about the vision of something more wonderful that they had. It was that powerful divine energy with them, in them, that slowly brought about change. But after the world thought there was already change, there was need of more change. And that's when someone so charismatic that understands that there's something, a substance an essence of divine essence of creativity in that verb dream. You can't stay in a lower vibration when you can remember back him saying, I have a dream. Can any of you not respond to that? You see, I remember those days. The wonderful thing about those days is it's the first time I got into metaphysics, so it kind of went hand in hand to me. All of that movement and metaphysics all at the same time. Well, my children grew up dreaming. My brother taught me how to dream. You know, it wasn't well thought of in the white world. Did you know that? You know, dreaming meant that you just didn't quite have it together. You weren't looking in reality. Come back down off your cloud. And on some of my school notes, it said, she seems to be quite a daydreamer. It seemed like every time I would want to be who I was and start dreaming about something, I would meet upon someone in the educational field or someone I was living with or someone who we soon coined a dream sucker. In other words, but who was the dream sucker? We were if we listened. But you see, there's one thing about dreaming that I found out. When you have a dream of something in your life, you also have a vision. And when you have a dream in your imagination, haven't you already gone to the end result? You're already there. In a dream, don't you feel the enthusiasm of the emotion of how you're going to feel when you're there? And don't you have that physical, spiritual energy to start right now? You have that energy unless we allow someone to take it away. Now, my children grew up talking to their own guides and teachers. So they had a different belief system than anyone that they went to school with. But they still know about dreaming and the magic of dreaming. And when any of us has a want and a desire and a need, we will call everybody in the family and we'll say, dream, don't forget to dream. And I will text, my son needed a job, wanted a job. He had a dead-end job. He didn't like it. He was telling me, I need another job. I said, Sean, dream. That's all we have to say. That's all we have to say, one word, because it engulfs, and they know it engulfs everything I just spoke about, the emotion, the end result. So he calls me the next day, and he had gone out to eat with his son's future in-laws. And this man told him about this wonderful job that he had. And Sean said, I would love a job like that. I would absolutely love a job like that. The next day, this gentleman called him and said, were you serious about this job? He said, absolutely. He said, the funny thing, I went to work and my boss said, would you happen to know anybody that needs a job or wants a job because we're so busy we need to hire some more people. So he called and told me. And soon the boss called him for an interview. I said one word every time. Dream, I'm proud of you. I see you with a big smile. You've got the job. So yesterday, after a week, he called. He had the job. You see, he wasn't trained for the job. Not always do what we think we're trained for hold us back. I don't know if any of you, I've told the story before, know Pam Majette. But she's used to go to Unity. She's not a Unity minister, but she is a minister of some metaphysical faith. And several years ago, with the first crises of unemployment, she needed a job. And everywhere she went, there were long lines, and she was so discouraged. So she called me and she said, "Would you pray with me? Would you allow me to have some encouragement so I can go on this job?" And it was dealing with counseling the family members of people, of children that were in the gangs with the police department. And I said, "Pam, there's only one job, but there's only one Pam Majette, and you're suited for that job. Don't worry about all those people in the line." She got it. Now, you see, I'm going to tell you, I know what the world says you need to have, a paper and a resume. But I'm going to tell you that a dream can fly over some of those things in certain circumstances when we do our part. It's amazing what that law of dreaming brings into us. When Martin Luther King was talking about the dream that he had, let me tell you, it was shattering. How many changes have come yet today from that one dream? He's no longer here, but the dream is continuing on. This is something we need to realize in our lives about dreaming. And some of us that haven't been taught to dream, come as a little child and try it. When you start dreaming and you start meditating, sometimes you'll have a vision. And that vision will be so lifelike. It can be in colors at unexpected times. There was a time when I did stained glass. Just before we moved here, I did a lot of stained glass. And one time I woke up in the morning while it was still dark, but it was morning, and I just opened my eyes and I saw this beautiful vision of a beveled cross and all of this swirling stained glass, so it looked like it just came out of the sky. I could hardly wait to go buy some glass to make that vision. It's almost like something else is in control of you. There is an energy, there is an essence that lives within all of us when we learn how to open the door. When we start getting tired and going to bed early, we've forgotten it. We've forgotten how to dream. We've forgotten that our life is important. And I'm like all of you. Sometimes it happens to me. It's called burnout. That's when you need to take some time for yourself and remember who you are and what your mission on this earth plane can be if you choose it to be. And don't listen to any dream suckers. Don't listen to them, because they will tell you there's nothing scientific. They go into the law of impossibilities. God deals with the law of possibilities. Possibilities. We had we have a wonderful workshop here. And it's the Intenders Group. And it's coming from all different directions. And there's different kinds of growing, and there's different kinds of manifesting. And everybody kind of has a little different vision of it, in a way. Everyone here wants to grow spiritually. Amen. Praise the Lord. Isn't that what we're here about anyway? But also on this physical existence, we do have physical needs, like a car, heating for the house, shelter, food. And so there isn't anything wrong with knowing and dreaming and allowing that imagination and all of that energy of visioning coming into play that allows us to always be protected. Now, some of us have a little bit of problems about manifesting something that might seem too greedy. I kind of have that problem sometimes. You know, I do. But yet all of life and all of the trees are filled with thousands of leaves. There's abundance and flowers and things multiplying everywhere. So if you have a problem with greed, multiply it and give it away. You know, we can do anything. This little song that I learned when I was in Sunday school, just as a little girl. Sometimes the things that we learn way back then sticks with us all of our days. And this song, when I wish I could sing it. God can do anything. God can do anything but fail. Now, if God can do anything but fail, you can too. And one time I had need of a job when I was a single parent. I wanted a good job. And I was nervous. And I got all dressed up, got my hair done, got my nails done, and sat outside and called on my guides. And all of a sudden that song came in my mind. And I thought, that's right. But you see, now that I was metaphysical, I realized I was part of that song. I could do anything but fail. I walked in and got that job. You see, most of the actions and reactions that we encounter in life starts with a belief within our own self. A belief that we're worthy or not worthy or something like that. So it behooves us not only to think of our thinking, but think about the thoughts that we think about ourselves, about our own self-worth. Now, we would never diminish the worth of our Creator. So why should we diminish the worth of ourselves, our true selves? You see, sometimes when we don't understand what we're doing, we're manifesting something that we don't want by an old belief that's deep-seated that just seems to return. And so as we're going into spring and we're talking about all the wonderful spring rain that's going to come soon, there's a time of cleansing and purging and giving closure to those old negative beliefs that we've been carrying around for a long time, so that our dreams and our visions and our possibilities are more powerful. You know, there's something on the spiritual path. And when we say we want to be more spiritually enlightened, that also takes work, because it's something we grow into. We grow into it because we have to discard some of these negative thinking, when we are negative blocks of old beliefs that might still be stagnating us. When we can get rid of the stagnation, then our light and our power gets more brilliant. It starts growing, and we start manifesting in a new positive way. Now, we all know that we go to the spirit world. And I just happened to look at the name of this book. I always carry a book up here. I feel like I get vibrations when I come up. Beautiful Road Home, it says. It's a White Eagle book. Beautiful Road Home. When we start doing and implementing our worthiness, it allows us to face the negative and the positive with gratitude, making our life right here, right now, a beautiful road home. It's here for the taking. But how you begin that is sometimes something very negative happens, and it's just horrendous. We've seen it. We've seen it. Very disrespectful. You have a choice. Is it going to interfere with that divine essence within you? Are you going to look at it and not be a part? Or are you going to crumble like we all used to and get all involved in it and just waste all of our energy? You see, when we do that, we deplete all those things that we're really wanting to manifest. But that's okay. As you start monitoring those and changing those before they happen, that's when that beautiful road home and the manifesting and the vision and the dreaming gets more powerful and more powerful. And those around you are attracted to you, and they feed off your positive energy, and you feel so blessed that you go ahead and give out more energy. That's what is life changing. That is the power that's life changing on this earth plane. The reality is in the dreaming. The reality is in the imagination. The reality is in the true visions that we see each day as we walk and we choose our heaven right here today. God bless you.